Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Hello and welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I help women like me with anxious attachment calm their nervous system, rewire their anxious patterns, and develop new habits so that they can have a life and relationship that they want using my secure method. Thank you for joining me today. On last week's podcast, I talked about how your partner doesn't need to get on the roller coaster with you. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about how to communicate with your partner when you are triggered. Before we jump into how to communicate clearly when triggered, let's bring some awareness around what is currently happening between you and your partner when you are triggered. The cycle of anxious attachment that creates unhealthy relationship habits, poor communication, blaming, and creating more problems. It is going to look different for everyone, so ask yourself, when I feel triggered, how do I react towards my partner? Do you get defensive? Do you become overwhelmed with your feelings and start spiraling, thinking your partner is going to get mad at you and leave you, so you're never, present? You become so obsessed with your thoughts, they become so heavy that you're not current with the current problem. Do you start telling them all the things you do for them, quote, keeping score, and can't believe they could get upset about this? Do you see this as a sign that everything is over? Do you get mad, frustrated, and then shut down and eventually shut them out? What actions do you take when you are triggered? Do you need to talk it out right now, no matter if your partner is emotionally available for the conversation or not? Do you freeze, shut down, and not talk about it? Or do you run away, become hyper-independent, and be like, I'm not going to deal with this? Do you try to hurry up the process that's uncomfortable and just try to let it go and move on? Do you yell? Do you scream? What does it look like for you? Here's what is going on behind the scenes. You experience something that triggers your anxious attachment. So your brain goes into survival mode. This looks different for everyone. It could be fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, which creates a lot of negative thoughts. Then we have big emotions, frustrated, overwhelmed, not good enough, pressure, stress, doubt, fear, rejection. They all rush in at the same time, creating the panic. Then we take actions, like I just mentioned above, and most of the time we are looking at our partner to make us feel better. Unhealthy relationship habits, I mentioned above. We seek validation from our partner. Sometimes we take their actions to mean something other than what they are because of our anxious attachment stories, causing more problems in our relationships. So what do we have to do? We have to become aware of when our anxious attachment is triggered. Then we have to learn how to communicate with our partner and say whatever language works for you. Mine's going to sound different, but I'm going to give you some examples. I realize I'm getting really upset. I'm getting really overwhelmed with this conversation right now, so I'm going to calm myself down, regulate my emotions, see why I'm having such a big reaction to this situation, and then I will come back to this conversation and come back to you. I'm trying to learn how to be present during uncomfortable conversations, but right now, my body and my mind's not ready. I'm not leaving you. I just need space to process my emotions so that I am not reactive to you or shut you out. Our partners do not need to co-regulate with us. When we are triggered, we have to do the work to figure out what story our anxious attachment is telling us right now. What is reality and what is the story our brain is telling us? What thoughts are behind our big emotional reaction? Our partners don't need to observe or hear all of our own negative inner dialogue, self-talk. often happens when our anxious attachment is triggered. They don't need to hear that we're doubting their love, that we're doubting our lovability or value or our own unworthiness. That is for us. That is our load to wash. So we just have to practice with words that fit right to us. We have to let our partners know that we notice we are having a big reaction to things, to the situation, to the event, and we are going to do the work right now to figure it out, and let them know what this looks like for you. You have to let them know that you think you have anxious attachment. That's step number one. You think that when something happens that tells you you are too much, that your partner is unhappy, or that you're not good enough, you have a big inner emotional reaction. Then you show up in ways that you don't like. Tell them. Tell them how you are currently showing up that you don't like. Let them know that you are working on it, and let them know that there are things that you need from them when you realize that your anxious attachment is triggered. Let them know that first you're trying to recognize it before you become reactive, but sometimes you don't realize it's happening until after you have done something that you don't like. So you may catch yourself in the middle of being defensive, in the middle of being reactive, or doing that thing that you don't like, and you're learning how to pause. When you pause, you are going to be asking for some space to process your emotions and figure out what is really causing this big reaction. When you're asking for space, you are not doing it in a mean way. You're not doing it in a punishing way. You're not doing it because you don't love your partner. You're doing it because your body and your emotions are not in a state of processing the situation for what it actually is. Your body and your brain have moved to that spot in that place and time that has a story about your worthiness. Your body and emotions are being reactive. It is going into survival mode. So you may need to go into a different room. You may need to go for a walk. You may need to go to journal and see what it is that is really happening in your brain. Once you have processed your emotions, you have to find a way to reconnect with your partner. That may be setting a time to talk about what happened. It may be putting your arm on them. It may be like saying, hey, are you available to talk now? I often suggest to my clients that if talking is hard for them when they are triggered, then just have a code word for regulate, calm down, or space. I tell my partner, I'm sorry, my brain is not being kind to me right now. All I can hear is all these things I do wrong. I need to go regulate so that I can come back to this conversation and to you, because I really do want to be present and I really do want to hear you. Or I tell my partner, my anxious attachment is really triggered by this, so I need some space to process my emotions. My brain is in survival mode and all it wants to do is be reactive and defensive, and I know that's not helpful to us. Now that I am more aware of what's happening when my anxious attachment is triggered, I even go as far to tell my partner that my brain is creating an untrue story about me, not being good enough, and I need to stop my own negative thought loop before I can be open and present for this conversation. If I was not able to stop my big reactions, I remember to apologize and own my actions when I come back to the conversation. Hey, I'm really sorry that I got instantly upset with you when you shared your anxiety and fear with me. I'm sorry that I needed to leave and process my emotions. I just didn't understand why I was becoming so upset. That's not who I want to be in our relationship. I think I got upset at you because I always push myself to stop being anxious, or I make it mean that we can't do whatever it is that's causing you anxiety. And that's not true or real. I noticed that my brain was believing my fears. I take accountability for how I didn't show up for them when I was triggered. I take accountability for saying something that I shouldn't have said, or for making something mean something than what it really meant. I go to my partner, I reconnect and repair. It used to take me days, sometimes weeks, to repair. My brain also feared repair. Now it takes minutes, rarely hours, to be able to reconnect and repair. We sometimes forget the importance of affection and repair. It is so important to reconnect after an anxious attachment trigger and repair any harm that may have been caused. I go and I touch my partner's arm, or I ask for a hug, or I reconnect in a way that feels right for the moment and for who we are in a relationship. I let them know I love them, and I am learning how to process my emotions. So often, we're not aware of these stories that our brain is telling us about our partner. Since we're not aware of them, we often make our partner in the wrong. We make their actions mean a lot of things that they are not intentionally trying to do. So it is up to us to recognize our brain patterns, to recognize what our brain is making our partner's actions mean. It is our responsibility to clean up any of those anxious attachment stories we have about our partners, about their love for us, so that when we have a miscommunication, when we have a disagreement, because we will, we really can handle the problem without creating more problems on top of problems. When we don't do this inner work, our brain makes up stories about our partner's actions, their words, their inaction, to mean something close to we are not good enough. They don't really love us. They're going to leave us. They don't care. Creating more unnecessary problems and not handling the actual problem. Making situations mean more than what they are or what they do, our brain does this as a way of protecting us from future pain. But it doesn't realize that it's causing suffering now. It is interrupting our repair, and it's weakening our problem-solving ability and the foundation of our relationship. We cannot solve problems in our relationships or communicate clearly, communicate a problem, a solution, or needs when we are believing our anxious attachment stories. If we let our anxious attachment cycle continue, and we don't learn how to pause and break the cycle, we continue to have the same fight in our relationships. I know you know what I'm saying. We will continue to not be able to communicate or receive communication. We make mistakes mean the end of the world. We walk on eggshells, just waiting for it all to blow up. When we don't take the time to become aware of our anxious attachment stories, we make our partner's actions mean things. For example, we often take our partner's lack of communicating a schedule change to mean they don't care about us. We make their insert whatever the behavior is to mean they don't love us, that we aren't good enough, that they loved someone else more, that they are going to leave us. When we believe our anxious attachment stories, we tell our partner that their actions make us feel not loved, not good enough, insecure. When in reality, it is our brain that is doing that. It is the thoughts we have about our partner's actions or inactions that are creating these thoughts, creating these doubts, fueling our insecurities. If we don't recognize this, we add more fuel to the fire. We add more frustration and anger to the problem. We are not problem solving the actual problem. We are creating more layers to our problems, which will take more repair. When we decide to become aware of our anxious attachment triggers, the thoughts we think when our anxious attachment is triggered, the feelings we feel, and the story that our brain is making someone else's actions mean, we can implement the pause. When we can implement the pause, we teach ourselves, we teach our brain how to stop our anxious attachment response. When we stop our anxious attachment response, we don't add more problems to the pile. We pause, reflect, regulate, reconnect, and repair. We stop our anxious attachment reactions. We rewire our unhealthy relationship habits. We break the cycle, and we rewire our brain for the reactions that we choose. When we learn how to pause when our anxious attachment is triggered, we don't add more pain. We don't add more harm to our relationships or our own self-worth. We don't add more insecurities or more doubts to our beliefs or our partners. We learn how to process our inner emotions, analyze our negative thoughts, talk back to them, and see the current problem for what it actually is. Once we learn to pause, we can communicate to our partner, hey, I realize I'm having a big reaction to all of this. Can I take a moment to collect myself and process my emotions? Then we reflect, we regulate. After you communicate to your partner, go reflect. What is your brain making this situation, making this event, making this conversation mean? How does it make you feel? Show yourself compassion and grace during this time so that you can regulate. Of course you're feeling XYZ. Look at those thoughts. Look at that anxious attachment. What do you need right now? A drink of cold water, a shower, laying in your bed, your comfy blanket, some music? Learning to give yourself what you need instead of depending on your partner here to reassure you builds that trust with yourself and rewires your anxious brain and tells it we can handle our emotions. Our brain is so often telling us that we can't handle our emotions. So when we learn to give ourselves what we need and we learn to reflect and regulate, we build trust with our body. We build trust with our brain and says, hey, we can actually handle this. We can actually process this. We are capable. All we have to do is feel this sensation in our body. This sensation in our body will not, in fact, harm me. These thoughts are scary to think because they make me feel anxious. But these thoughts are not true. They are just my anxious attachment trying to tell me lies so that I feel insecure, doubt my relationship, and keep its familiar cycle going. Because that is what our brain likes best. It likes to repeat the same patterns it is used to, even if it's harmful to us. Once you have reflected, ask yourself, what was really causing the big reaction here? This is where I teach my clients to do a thought download to see what sneaky thoughts our brain was feeding us. They sit down and write their unfiltered thoughts. Takes 2 to 3 minutes, just get all your thoughts down. And then it's time to regulate. Feel the feelings that are coming up. The way to process them is to give yourself what you need by showing yourself true mental and emotional compassion and grace. Our typical reaction here as anxiously attached people is to shame ourselves, judge ourselves for our reactions, judge ourselves for having anxious attachment, call ourselves all the names in the book. But this does not help us. It only makes the suffering last longer. So when I see my brain is starting to get mean and ugly, I simply say, hey, we don't do this anymore. We talk kindly to ourselves and we show ourselves compassion and grace. Because of course we felt overwhelmed. Of course we felt frustrated and angry. Look at all those negative thoughts. Look at how triggered our anxious attachment was. So pause, reflect, regulate. Now it's time to reconnect and repair. Go talk to your partner about the actual problem. What really happened and how can you both move forward? Remember, your thoughts cause your feelings. Their thoughts cause their feelings. They are responsible for their thoughts and their feelings, and you are responsible for yours. Your partner cannot make you feel better, and you cannot make your partner feel better. All you both can do is show up the way you want in your relationship, learning to listen through hard conversations without making them mean you're not good enough. Learning to problem solve the actual problem by stating clearly what you need and want in the future. You can explain to your partner what triggered your anxious attachment, or you don't have to. It depends on what works best for you. If they're not doing the work, it may also be hard for them to understand. So you might want to explain the work you're doing. How are you learning? And how you're learning that your thoughts create your feelings, and that you are working on taking accountability in your relationship. And it's really hard to do with anxious attachment, because my brain tells me that if I do something wrong, I'm not good enough, or lovable, or unworthy. Let them know you are learning how to navigate through these cycles so that you can break them and show up the way you want. breaking the anxious attachment cycle, anxious to secure. Pause, reflect, regulate, reconnect, repair. So when we get into a conflict that causes my anxious attachment to be triggered, what are you going to do? Map it out. What conversation are you going to have with your partner? What words do you guys use? How are you going to inform them or let them know what anxious attachment looks like to you? Learning how to communicate in relationships, especially if you're learning how to regulate your own emotions, is so important. If you are with someone when you get triggered and you don't want them to be on the roller coaster of anxious attachment trigger with you, you have to learn how to talk to them about it. Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate you coming in and listening to the Anxious Attachment Solution. If you would like to work on this work, you do not have to do it alone. I am here for you. If you are ready to do this work, just email me. It's as simple as that. AmberLynn@takingbackherbrain.com and set up your free 1-hour consultation. Before our consultation, I will send you a quick consultation survey. Once it's filled out, this shows me what you want to work on, and it helps you give me any information that you think would help us. In our 1-hour consultation, it's really a conversation is what it is. I ask you questions about where you are now and where you want to be. And then we create a 6-week to 12-week plan for getting you there. I am your life coach. I'm not a judge. I do not judge my clients. I am team you. I tell my clients, it's like we're both sitting on the couch and your brain is on the table under a magnifying glass, and we're both scientists uncovering the brain wirings that are stopping you from having the life you want. And together we develop new thoughts, new beliefs, heal past wirings so that you can have the life that you want. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at AmberLynn@takingbackherbrain.com. If you don't have my anxious attachment free calming guide yet, go to the show notes. That's where all the links can be found. Also, in the show notes, you will find all the links you need to get in touch with me. You can also find me on Instagram at Anxious Attachment Solution. Before we close, if you could like and rate this podcast on the platform you listen, that would be so helpful. This is how it reaches more people and more people get the help that they deserve. If you have someone in your life who could benefit from this podcast, this is your sign to send it to them. Have a great day. Thank you
for joining me today. You are going to want my free guide on how to calm your anxious attachment. So head over to my Instagram, Taking Back Her Brain, and grab it. If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at AmberLynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to hear from you.